Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the vibe, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Running Off the Screen. I'm the man they call Mac. The 2022 NBA draft is about just under 3 weeks away. So in this episode, I would like to give you guys some names of prospects I feel the Raptors could target. And as always, I would love to read all your takes in the comments below and just get a conversation flowing about all the potential draft picks that can go our way. And as you could imagine, it is extremely difficult to predict who could be available at 33. There's so many variables that go on. Now, one scenario I hope that happens is, you know, those teams with multiple first round picks, OKC, the Grizzlies, and the Spurs, I think, have multiple firsts as well. I hope those type of teams that maybe get who they want early on, take a chance with their later first round picks for like a high upside, you know, draft and stash type of guy, pushing more of the names of solidified role players in this draft a little closer to that second round pick for the Raptors. And and we could just benefit off of that. So now I just want to give you the names. I'm going to get right into it. And I figured I should break it down into two different categories. I'm going to have the specialists, and then I'm going to have the glue guys. For my specialist, these are the guys who are going to be strong in one trait that I feel the Raptors lacked in last season. And the first name here is Christian Koloko. He's a 7-foot center out of Arizona, 7'5 and a quarter wingspan, weighed in at 221. Now, the Raptors laid the foundation towards the identity they want going forward, especially on the defensive end when it comes to switching all over the floor. But they tended to at times become a little bit too predictable, and teams were able to figure out ways to use their speed and explosiveness at the guard position to attack our perimeter defense and just get an easy lane to the basket because we had a lack of rim protection. And this is an area where Koloko has had a lot of success in college. At the NBA Combine, he did a great job improving his stock, having the second highest standing reach, the second longest wingspan, and he ranked second in the three-point star drill, where he shot 16 of 25. Now, that's a testament to his work ethic, and he also shoots well from the free throw line. You're not going to run your offense through him, although he will be at the finishing end of a lot of plays like the putbacks, catching lobs, creeping into the dunker spot, sort of like what Clint Capela has mastered. Now, I've mentioned it before, he is one of the better rim protectors in the draft. There was a stat earlier on in the season, I think I mentioned it in another episode, where opponents shot 9% fewer at the basket when Koloko was in the game. And at one point during the college season, with Koloko on the court, opponents shot 37% at the rim. And he was one of the few guys, if you guys are like advanced stats, the plus minus and whatnot, he was one of the few guys to have above 3.0 in both offense and defense adjusted plus minus. And he also moves his feet well. He isn't going to be someone that you put out there for the switchability, but he is someone who can help in points of the game where you just need that rim protection, and someone who can hit an open shot here or there. Now, the other name on this list is Ryan Rollins. He's a guard out of Toledo. sophomore. I think he's still 19. He's 6'3 with a 6'9¾ wingspan. He weighed in at 180 pounds. The Raptors have been longing for some consistent scoring punch off the bench, and Ryan Rollins is a prospect that we can mold into that role. At the moment, we're not sure how the Jalen Harris situation will play out. You know, David Johnson could be getting another look. Armani Brooks isn't still in the mix, but none of these guys are currently committed as long-term options for the team. Now, adding another young piece to compete and solidify that backup combo scoring guard role seems to be the correct course of action. Many execs are looking for this year's Bones Highland, and Rollins has a similar body type as far as height and wingspan go, and they play a similar play style, although I've heard a lot of people compare him to CJ McCollum. Well, I don't really see it. Maybe in the mid-range, maybe you can say that, but I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be all that. Now, it's just up to Ryan to show his hunger and competitiveness on a consistent basis to reach that kind of production and recognition in his rookie season. Now, at the combine, he tied for first in the three-quarter sprint. He also had a 36.5 max vertical leap. A little bit more on his game. He has great potential as a three-level scoring guard. He can play on or off the ball. He's very shifty, very crafty, and he excels scoring off of ball screens. He's decent at analyzing help defenders and finding open teammates on the court. He showed some flashes at the combine scrimmages of good defense. Now, he had a highlight block, if you guys could remember, that ended up being called a defensive foul. You should go look that up. It was pretty amazing. And earlier on in his career, he did most of his damage in the mid-range, and he was really good at forcing ISO mismatches. And to go further on the defensive side of things, with great coaching, he will be a solid on-ball defender. He has the physical tools. He just needs to be more locked into stopping his man. And I personally believe it could be a scouting thing and a preparation thing where he just needs to consistently understand the strengths and weaknesses of his opponent. That way he could be more engaged in the defensive game plan. But with that said, he is a good defender, good help defender, I should say. He anticipates and attacks passing lanes, so the instincts are there. There's glimpses. Now, on to the glue guys. These are the guys I think can make an impact all over the court, and I think they can fit our current scheme. First name here is David Roddy. He's a forward out of Colorado State. 6'6", had a 6'11½" wingspan, weighed in at 261 pounds. Roddy is built like a prototypical 4'3 defensive end, which is interesting since he was a standout in high school for football, but it wasn't as a defender. He was actually a quarterback. And on top of that, he competed in track and field where he was the state champion in the discus throw. Well, how does that help the Raptors? I think his physicality, his toughness, and IQ will benefit our second unit greatly. There were many moments where we got pushed around and we just weren't aggressive offensively. And that is something that Roddy can immediately provide as a spark. Now, this draft in particular has a few players with that stocky frame mixed with some skill and veteran-like instincts. There's that word again, instincts, to impact the floor in many ways, like EJ Liddell and combine riser Kenny Lofton Jr., making this a top-level role player body type, you know, those tweener forwards. And Roddy is up there. He's right up there with them and could present a unique chess piece for Nick Nurse to incorporate into our system. Now, the impressive thing about a guy who weighed in at 261 pounds and only standing 6'6 is that he had the same three-quarter sprint as Dyson Daniels at 3.22, which was a faster time than athletic guard JD Davison, scoring guard who may be another target you guys talk about in the comments, Bryce McCowings. He had a faster time than Andrew Nembhard and Wendell Moore. Roddy also had a max vert of 35.5, which I believe had him in the top five among forwards. He also was top five in lane agility among forwards. So there's athleticism with that size and physicality, and he is aggressive offensively. So I think that would be a great piece off the bench for us, and I can't say that enough. Now, after committing strictly to hooping, we witnessed a great rise in his production the past 3 years in college. He went from 28% from three as a sophomore to 44% from three as a junior. He is pretty shifty off the dribble and is very decisive and crafty overall offensive player. Now, he also has a nice baseline and mid-post kind of fadeaway jumper there. He moves his feet well, quick first step, and solid but not perfect footwork. He can shoot off the catch, he can shoot off the dribble, and I really like his ability to read and react defenses and coverages on the floor. He will make a great pass. He loves to make the open right plays. Just in Colorado, he was assigned the role of the lead scorer. The other name on this list, you may hear this name a lot in all these Raptors-based draft videos, Jalen Williams. He's a forward slash center, I guess, out of Arkansas. 6'10", 7'1 wingspan, weighted at 237 pounds. Now, Jalen Williams is arguably the best prospect when we talk about potential high-level role players coming out of the draft. Oh, before I go on, there's two Jalen Williams in this draft, so be careful who you're searching up if you want to get more info on these guys. There's a Jalen Williams from Santa Clara and a Jalen Williams from Arkansas. So anyway, this Jalen Williams from Arkansas, he brings a different level of energy and passion to the game. And when the Raptors were at their peak, their roster was full of players that bought into technique and communication as help defenders, and Jalen is cut from that same cloth. He impacts the floor outside of the blocks and stats numbers. He draws a lot of charges. He drew 50 charges in a single season at Arkansas. At the combine, he didn't do well in the three-quarter sprint. He ranked second last, which is pretty rough. And also, he didn't test well in lane agility and max vertical leap. But personally, I think he's a little bit more athletic than those numbers show. I don't know. Maybe he's just a gamer. I know it's a different sport, but I know a guy like Jarvis Landry in the NFL, when he had a bad combine, people were talking about how he's slow and he's unathletic, but you could see how he did for himself. But back to basketball. If all we look at is the combine, it's such a small sample size of a player's worth. Not all great athletes are great basketball players, right? Or else anyone who jumps 44 inches and has a fast three-quarter sprint, there would all be all-stars, and that's just not the case. He's going to make his money purely off of IQ, hustle, and effort. For instance, Jalen ranked second in the entire draft for top overall adjusted plus minus and defensive adjusted plus minus. Chet Holmgren, the projected number one pick, was first in both. So when drafting Jalen, you're just going to get a high motor, solid rebounder who will make all the hustle plays that impact winning games. With that said, he also has a decent shooting form, and he isn't a liability from the free throw line. With the right guidance and drive, I can see him becoming a respectable three-point shooter. Also, he does have great touch on his passes. Very underrated playmaker. Makes the right reads, finds cutters, nice outlet passes. He just sees plays before they happen. Just an overall very savvy, low maintenance glue guy. And the last guy here is Justin Lewis, forward out of Marquette. He's 20 years old. He's 6'7 and a half. You could give that 6'8. Had a 7'2 and a half wingspan. Second among forwards in the draft class. He physically fits the Raptors profile to a T. Pretty much has the same body type and measurements as OG Anunoby. He can guard multiple positions. He has shown the potential as a great spot up shooter. He could be a long-term option for the backup forward spot, especially with OG's recent injury history. It would be nice to plug in a backup who is physically capable of somewhat filling OG's responsibilities on the court. In the combine, Justin tied for 6th in the shuttle run and 4th in the standing vertical leap. He shot 76% in a spot-up shooting drill from the left corner college 3 in the combine workouts, which tied for 2nd with Julian Champagny. He has a decent mid-range pull-up shot. He's a scorer. He had many games with 20 plus points. He had a game in there where he scored 33 points in a variety of ways. And in that, he had a few games where he shot more than 4 threes in a game. And more on his shooting, we talked about the improvement with David Roddy earlier. Justin Lewis had the same type of incline in his production when he shot 22% from 3, and he got brought that up to 35%. And then he shot 58% from the free throw line, and he brought that up to 75%, all within one season. So that indicates to me that the work ethic is there. Justin Lewis is just a great solid player. He's a very good rebounder. He has tremendous potential as a 3-and-D combo forward. Plays with a low defensive stance when guarding on the perimeter and has enough strength to battle in the post. He complements that with good lateral movement on defense, nice balance and coordination on offense for a player his size. Shows good instincts on both sides of the floor. And there is the key word again, instincts. So that does it for my updated list of draft candidates for the Raptors with the 33rd pick of the 2022 NBA draft. Please feel free to chime in and throw out a few names you feel I missed. Until next time, please remember to like, subscribe, and raise the vibe. Peace.